Everything is changing. And this is there at this time of all times to try to head this off. If we can just break out of these eggshells, everything else comes from that. If I stood on this bloody stage now and said, what we need to do is we need to start this group and then start this bloody pressure group and we need to protest there, what am I? I'm just another expression of the old energy. We set ourselves free. Everything we need to do for our unique journey will come towards us because we'll manifest it. We don't need to be told what to think. We don't need organizations. We just need organization. And we need to set our infinite potential to control our destiny free. And everything will come for that without stockpiling any guns and without pulling any single triggers. We are going to transform a world of conflict with peace. We're going to transform a world of hate and violence with love and peace. We are not going to change violence by more violence. We're not going to change hate by more hate. We're going to change by manifesting a different vibration and a different beat of the drum. And Bill Hicks used to finish his talks like this. He used to say about life, he used to say, life's like a ride in an amusement park. And when you go on it, you think it's real because that's how powerful our minds are. The ride goes up and down, round and round. It has thrills and chills. And it's very brightly colored and it's very loud. And it's fun for a while. Some have been on the ride for a long time and they begin to question, is this real? Or is this just a ride? Just an illusion we create. And others have remembered and they come back to us and they say, hey, don't worry, don't be afraid ever because this is just a ride. And we kill those people. Shut him up. I've got a lot invested in this ride. Shut him up. Look at my furrows of worry and my family and my big bank account. This has to be real. It's just a ride. But we always kill those guys that try to tell us that and let the demons run amok. But it doesn't matter because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. No job, no savings of money, just a choice right now between fear and love. The world out there today is a manifestation of fear in all its forms, including the people protesting against me this week. They're just manifesting fear. I wish them well. We are going to transform the world with love. And the world that we can create, summed up by a guy, before I say that, don't think it, know it. One of the great lines, when you think it, you're still not quite sure you're going to do it. When you know it, you manifest it. No thoughts, no possibilities. Yes, I am going to manifest this. And you know something much more powerfully than you think it. We think too much and we feel too little. That's the problem. This guy down in California wrote new words to the American National Anthem because, you know, people think, you know, that when you're against centralization of global power, you're into kind of nationalism and flag waving, you know. As Bill Hicks said, you know, he was talking about flag burning in America, you know. A lot of controversy about burning the American flag, you know, some people were protesting a few years ago. And he said, you know, people come up to you and they say, my daddy died for that flag, you know. And as Bill Hicks said, you know, oh really, I bought mine at Kmart, no violence necessary. Nobody dies for a flag. They might die for freedom, which incidentally includes the freedom to burn the friggin' flag if you choose to. And so I'm not into flag waving and nationalism, you know. I'm into freedom to express who we are. I mean, you know, I mean, when I was, I mean, I'm British, you see. People say to me, you know, are you proud to be British? And I say, just let me think about that a minute. Am I proud to be British? Why am I British? I am British because my parents had sex on a piece of land which at the time was called Britain. A few years ago it was called Bloody Albion or something or other, Britannia another time. Now, because if I'd have not been born on a piece of land, I would have bloody drowned, I had to be born somewhere, right? So I'm born on this piece of land that they call Britain. So I am apparently friggin' British. Am I proud of that? I'm not sure. Actually, while my parents were doing it, I was on another dimension screaming at them. Do it in Paris! Do it in Paris! I like French food! Do it in Paris! They did it in Britain, so I'm British. I'm proud of that. I mean, what a nonsense it all is! And so, when we say, I am British, I'm a television presenter, I'm a road sweeper, we are seeing ourselves in such a narrow form. I mean, when you go up to somebody, they say, who are you? You say, oh, I'm a road sweeper, pleased to meet you. How many times do people go up to another person and they say, hello, who are you? And you say, I'm all that exists, pleased to meet you. We don't say that, do we? We don't say that. And the other person says, oh, yeah, thought I recognized you, so am I. Pleased to meet you, yeah. That's what we are. So this guy, who's worse than the American National Anthem, to get away from this. And it went like this. Oh, and this is the world we can manifest, and we are going to manifest. It is our destiny. Oh, say, can you see, by the one light in all, our earth to embrace at the call of all nations, where our children can play in a world without war, where we stand hand in hand in the grace of creation, where the rivers run clean through the valleys pristine, where the cities stand tall in the clear skies of freedom. Oh, say, do our hearts sing out for harmony and love forever on this planet of our birth, blessed with peace on earth. That's not a dream. It's not a utopia. It's a change of mind away. It's a change of feeling away. It is our destiny to create it. We have lived probably many times the experience of this prison. I think we deserve it, and we owe it to ourselves to see what paradise is really like. And we can create it, and we are going to create it. This is a wonderful time to be alive. I hope you got something out of it. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.